There's a new episode of WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast coming up right after this.
Now he's a U.S. Marshal.
Hi, folks. I'm Dom Flemings from WUNC's American Songster Radio podcast. We've got a new season out now that explores the rich but often forgotten history of black cowboys.
Born a slave down in...
There's live music and conversation with my friend Jeff Place from Smithsonian Folkways Recordings.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
Good, man.
American Songster Radio podcast. Available now on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm David Brower from WUNC Music. Eric Hodge, our regular host, was gracious enough to let me sit in for this episode. I wanted to share with you and talk through a song I love that was written by one of my favorite North Carolinians. When we first started WUNC Music, we called a bunch of local artists to introduce their own songs. We wanted this new station to sound like North Carolina. On a lark, I reached out to one of my fiddle heroes, thinking we could make one of his original songs work in the mix. It's still one of my favorites.
This is Bill Hicks from Silcoke, North Carolina, and you're about to listen to my song, The SOB in the Carvel Truck.
The SOB in the Carvel Truck passed me on the right doing 75, heading up the beach to Manio. On a Friday late, I got out of the way, I wasn't in no rush, and I watched him sway and skitter and bounce. I didn't hear no bells or see no kids, but I kinda wanted me a chocolate cone after he disappeared.
Bill died this week. He was 75 years old, and his friends say in recent months he'd been in declining health. For me, this song captures so much of what was beautiful about Bill Hicks as a musician and as a human being. When he introed the song for us, he planted his tongue in cheek and described it as a piece of historical fiction.
Which depicts life on Ocracoke just at the end of the previous century. And you're listening on WUNC Radio Music.
It was late in the season just for Labor Day, and they roll them up when that gets past. And then it's just guys laying out on the beach with a Polar 3 and a box of Bush. Sun in their eyes, salt in their faces, tough old birds and women the same. Tending a fire, slipping bait on a hook, and sometimes when the tide's just right, tossing a net out into the surf.
For part of the 1990s, long after he parted ways with the Red Clay Ramblers, Bill and his wife Libby lived on Ocracoke Island. Libby made these beautiful glass mosaics, and Bill worked as a stonemason. He played music and daydreamed. Bill told me he loved his time on Ocracoke Island and those drives up Highway 12 on his way back to the mainland.
I was a couple of miles past Canadian Hole. There was a guy in a Speedo out on a board and some people with glasses looking for birds. And I just kind of wondered where those old salts come from. That you'd see out there in a month or two with nothing to say and a distant stare. Torn plaid shirt and an old beach chair. Brown as spats as leathery too. Laying out in the wind like an old canoe.
Bill was a deep thinker with an incredibly active mind. It's not hard to imagine him behind the wheel looking for stories out his car window. He was a prolific blogger, writing about politics, music, and everything in between. After Bill retired from his work as a stonemason, he got a part-time job weighing trucks at a scrapyard in Chatham County. He had an elaborate theory about how the kinds of metal people brought to recycle could serve as a reliable indicator for the health of the American economy. Bill was a smart political thinker, but he was also a poet who could find metaphor and symbolism all around him.
Well, I could feel the pull myself sometime to just stand on the sand and look and look. I would tell myself it was dolphin. I find my gaze slipping out too far to that farthest line, to the edge of the earth, and my fingers would itch to feel the twine, the hum and twang as it searched the surf, the slightest twitch when a cold fish mouth leaned in close to kiss the hook.
Bill's legacy will live on through the records he made with the Fuzzy Mountain String Band, the Red Clay Ramblers, with his beloved wife Libby, and more recently with his friends Jim Watson, Joe Newberry, and Mike Craver. You can also see him in the Les Blank movie about fiddler Tommy Jarrell. He and the other Red Clay Ramblers sat at Tommy's knee back in the 70s trying to catch some of that Surrey County magic. But Bill will also be remembered as a good human being, a friend, a man who is trying to live a good life. Listen to how the song of his resolves. Remember, he was driving up Highway 12 when that SOB in the Carville truck sped by and startled him out of his daydream. But by the end of the song, all is forgiven.
And then I shook my head and gripped the wheel, thinking that was a close one, buckaroo. Yeah, that's the answer to your mystery. It's a deadly vortex of Bermuda fame. It would suck you out of the life you own, drop you down on some spit of sand. It made me sad for those haunted old salts, trapped in a rapture they couldn't comprehend. And then it made me a leftover roll of sound, stopped at a mart for a chocolate cone, a mile four for some more solid ground.
Bill Hicks died this week. He was a fiddler, songwriter, stonemason, writer, editor, husband, and friend. His song SOB in a Carville Truck is one of the songs we love here at WUNC Music. I'm David Brower.
Yeah, made me a leftover roll of sound, stopped at a mart for a chocolate cone, made my old Ford for some more solid.